Welcome to Section 9, where we talk about IT and information security. I'm Damian Hull.
And I'm Dorothy.
And today we're going to talk about managing our IT. And the reason why we're talking about this is because I may be getting a new job soon, and that's going to suck up all my free time. So I want to make sure that we have the main part of our IT infrastructure managed properly with documentation, checklists, nothing over the top or anything like that. It's not going to be perfect, but as long as we have a checklist for the main things that we have to take care of, we'll be fine. And what's interesting is that a lot of the things we have, we talk about 365, we talk about Fortinet, we talk about some of the other things that we're doing with our IT infrastructure, it's automatic, right? Because patching happens automatically for some things, which is most of what we have. And then when we look at 365, once you configure 365, it's pretty much like it does its thing, right? There's not a whole lot you have to do in there. Same thing with Fortinet. Not a whole lot after you deploy the firewall and the Wi-Fi and all of that. You just want to go in there every so often and double check and verify. So those are some things that we're going to be talking about today. And the new job, I don't want to say too much about it yet because I can't do that. It's going to be a security position, and that's all I want to say about that because it's new, and I don't want to say too much about that. But let's start off with patching because this is something that I want to focus on first. So this is just going to be a quick checklist, mostly for third-party applications. And what I want to do is have a process for jumping in and patching things, especially when we have Microsoft Defender telling us when we have vulnerabilities. And it may say, hey, this application has a vulnerability. There's a CVE for it. We have to decide what to do about that. And if we're going to patch, which is the right answer, then
you need to have a process.
Exactly. You need a process. I can't be reinventing the wheel every single time we do this. So that's something I need to work on. And we're going to be doing all of that through AutoMox. Now, I need to look at Intune. Well, it's not really called Intune anymore. It's Endpoint Manager in 365. That's how you manage devices within 365. And we could potentially use that to patch things. But again, I said in the past that I found it to be kind of goofy. And maybe that's my own fault. But every time I poke around in there, it seems to be a bit goofy when it comes to deploying applications through that. And that's why we still have AutoMox. But that's number one on my list. The other one is Microsoft Defender for Business. This is something that I think is really important because it's going to give us that detection part that we're missing, right? We talked about that before. I've been looking at Wazzaa. Wazzaa is pretty amazing. We're going to keep, I think I'm going to deploy parts of that, not Wazzaa, but the logging bits that I've been working on with Sysmon. That may get deployed onto our laptops as an official thing so that we have that in there. And I don't know yet if Microsoft Defender takes advantage of those logs, but I think it would be nice to have that at least on there for future reference. And if we do anything else with it. And of course, I want to find out if it does in fact have something to do with Defender, then that's a plus for us. And what I want to do is make sure I have some understanding of how this is deployed. So when I get around to deploying that, hopefully even before I start the new job, then we have detection covered. We don't have to worry about that. And then the last one on my list here is data recovery. And this one should be really quick. How do you recover data in 365? So we have retention policies. I think I have it set to 7 years. I need to double check and verify how that's been applied and make sure it's applied to all the things we have, right? Because we don't want to have a mix and match where some stuff has 7 years and some stuff doesn't.
No, you need to really have one standard for everything. And you also need to write that down.
Exactly. And now there are situations where you may say most of our data needs to be 7 years in terms of retention policy.
But this is the exception.
Exactly. You want to have exceptions for that. But you need to document that so that you know.
So you remember.
Exactly. So you know that this piece over here, if I delete it today, I only have a week to recover or whatever the case may be, right?
Also, another thing that you may want to document, and it's probably on your list, is when licenses are ready to expire, you know, because, and then we need to like have a process of, okay, it's getting ready to be expired. What are the things we need to take care of?
Exactly, exactly. So the other checklists I'm going to be thinking about are Microsoft 365 management. There may be some basic things in there that we want to check. Licensing would be one of them. as I said, for the most part, 365 takes care of itself. There's, in larger organizations, you're constantly having to go in there because you're making changes to users. You're making changes to email. People are making a request to create mailboxes or groups or whatever the case may be. But for us, since there's just two of us, we don't really do a whole lot with that. But I do need to have some documentation and checklists for that. And then there's some things I want to do with Fortinet, mostly with licensing. And then how do I go in there and do a quick check? What things do I look at? What do I want to know about my internet connectivity, the firewall, the Wi-Fi? Just something that I can go in there and quickly check everything once in a while. And then VMware management. This is something that I need to work on because VMware has become a little bit more tricky than I thought it was going to be in terms of me not, I set it up, but then I didn't plan on how I was going to manage all of that. So there's licensing. There's a couple places you go to interact with ESXi and the VMs and how you manage things. And then there's vSphere. And so I need to document that because there are pieces to it that I almost never go into. And those are the things that I need to be going into more often. And when I need to do that, like now, I've got to go look it up. And I don't want to have to waste my time looking things up. And that's true of all the things that we have here. And we don't have a huge amount. So there's just two of us. We have two laptops. We have a couple of Fortinet firewalls. We have 365. We have patching. We have these things that we wanted to try and make it more enterprise-y when we went down the path of looking at 365 and Fortinet. And I think that we've done that, but now we have to maintain it, right? And we've been doing a pretty good job, but now that I'm going to be possibly getting a new job, having to spend a lot of time and effort learning that new job and making sure I can keep that new job, we need to have a way of maintaining what we have in a way that makes sense, right? And we're not having to reinvent the wheel. And what's funny about this, and not so good, is that the things I'm about to go do are the things I always complain about in other places, right? So when I go to work for somebody else, if they don't have good documentation, if they don't have a process for things, like let's say, for example, we want to go set up a workstation. Well, how long is that going to take? Do I have to reinvent the wheel? Is there documentation? Is there a process? If I have to go look up each little tiny step, I'm not going to be happy.
And you're not going to be productive either. It's going to cost the company a lot more money, because you're going to have to first do the research and then deploy whatever you need to do. So,
exactly. And you and I are going to have to sit down with these checklists and make sure that you and I understand how that works. And we're going
to
walk through them
together. We need
together.
To test them.
Right. We have to test them. We have to tweak them. So it's going to be a process. Anything else you want to add to this?
No, I'm actually looking forward to that. I'm redoing my schedule to try to figure out where my IT time is going to come from and what I need to do to get the skills that I wanted to get. But, beyond that, I'm really excited. I can't wait.
Yeah. And then I'm also going to be looking at some of the labs that you're going to be working on. Some of the labs I'm going to be working on, that's kind of low on my list of things to do. But I think once these checklists are out of the way, it'll actually be easier for us to manage all of that, including our projects, because we'll have a better understanding of where our IT is at, our IT infrastructure, and how we manage all of that. And then having those quick checklists means that, when we think about managing our IT, it's not going to be such a big deal. And so we're going to have more free time to devote to our projects, because when it comes time to managing IT, what do? We follow the checklist, the process. Done.
Yeah, and for me, it's going to be like, on some of the projects that we're working and we're going to have documentation on, they're going to be things that when I get my IT job, I'm going to have to see if I can survive with just my checklist and, having again that research done. Then I can focus on learning my new job and also keeping it and making sure that I'm not wasting my time doing basic research, that I should have a process already in place for that. And I think it will make it a less stressful for me.
Yeah, but I think that's it for now. If you have any comments or questions, you can email us at support@section9.us. If you want to take a look at our show notes, you can go to our website for that. And if you haven't subscribed to our show, please do so. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.